This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ooh, welcome back, sports fans, to another episode of the Charity Stripe Podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one sports podcast network in Los Angeles. For those listening at home, on the road, in the air, or in the water, do you believe? We have a great show for you guys today. It is Super Bowl this weekend, so we're going to give you our picks, and we are going to recap the NFL season in a real backroom quickie. So buckle up, tuck it into your waistband, because here we go. 3, 2, 1. We're back.
We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
Clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Rebound box. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! Tie game!
Gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
He's going for the corner. He's got it.
Bases loaded. Two out.
We're back, baby. It's the Charity Stripe. Hit your free throws, because they're free. Sode 304 coming hot at you guys in Sode 303. And I'm joined on this one by Nikki Snacks Kreider and Alex Tosman-Rock-Tosopoulos. And we don't keep blowing it, because we have a cool guest lineup for 305 and 306.
Yeah, Mr. Worldwide. Can't wait to get him on.
You see, that's the issue, though. We blew it with 300. We didn't get Gerard Butler. We were too late to that. We almost did.
He's busy filming.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy that we almost got him. We were not close to getting Pitbull, but it would have been dope if we did. For 316.
Well, we didn't reach out.
We didn't reach out. So it wasn't enough. We weren't thinking, is my whole point. And we should have been thinking. And realistically, for 316, we could get Tebow. We could get Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's making appearances somewhere. If we get Stone Cold, I'll retire. That's it.
Okay, so for 316, we're going to try to get Stone Cold.
100%. Why not? Fuck it at this point.
We're at 305 right now?
We're at 304. We're doing J-Boy with 305 and doing Muggsy with 306. I'm all over the place with who's coming up. And then Hardwick, 306. We have a sick lineup coming up. I'm stoked. But Stone Cold for 316, Tim Tebow as a backup would be – we have ample time for 420 and a plethora of options. We could
Snoop,
Woody Harrelson, Willie Nelson, all those guys. The whole
we're always open to thoughts too. So if all you,
the Ricky Williams,
if you guys have
Ricky Williams,
yeah, Ricky Williams would kill multiple birds with one stone. Do you think you could kill a single bird with one stone? Not even two. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sitting there.
Okay. Well, I don't want to say we're going to try it out because we stand PETA, but I think if there were a time and place, maybe in a back alley, we could see what we could do. But speaking of back alleys, you don't want to stiff your bookie because they'll go to a back alley and kick the absolute shit out of you. Unless they're a nice bookie and a respectable site and a site that we love to go to. We put our money on this site all the time. Nick does, Toss does. I have some money in there. And what site is that, Toss?
It's betonline.ag.
Yeah.
You know, the Super Bowl's here. Nick, I'm sure, has plenty of fun bets that we can give the listeners once we get into the show. But if you're going to make any bet, you should put it in at betonline.ag. Always available online or on your mobile device. Visit BetOnline today because they're your online sportsbook experts. Mm-hmm. So,
national anthem, baby.
Now, do we know?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
We don't know yet, but we feel like it's the worst typically have some sort of insider trading on the national anthem.
It's which is kind of sad. Like I see people like studying who's singing it. I don't know her name.
It's a duet.
It's a duet. It's that's sailing over. That the over under could be 5.5 minutes. A duet.
Yeah, most people are picking the over because it is two individuals. I'll figure out who it is.
Well, that is a monkey wrench in our operation.
The country singer, right?
It's a country singer, so long drawls.
It's Eric Church and someone else.
Eric Church on the Natty?
I think so.
Really?
I think so. Don't quote me on that until
Springsteen.
Jasmine Sullivan.
Jazz, okay.
And Eric Church. Are they duet performing the national anthem. And they're she's a Grammy nominated artist.
I'm sure she's sick. I just don't know her. I'm sure she's incredible. Are they boys? Or is it like a hey?
No, I think it's a collab forced by the people. I don't know if they're actually boys.
Nice. Cool. Well, listen, bringing the people together in the Super Bowl. The Chiefs and the Bucks are about to go head to head on the Super Bowl. I don't know why I'm not wearing my Bucks hat. I'm kind of wearing a Bucks hat. I went Pirates. I was sweaty.
The Buckos.
I was coming off the Peloton, moving quick, and I just grabbed the first hat I saw. And obviously, as you guys know, I have a plethora of hats, and I'm not going to make a costume change mid-show. Enough about me. More about the Super Bowl. Chiefs, Bucks. Toss, you had a pretty firm stance when the spread was 3 that you were going to buy a bunch of points and throw it on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Nick, I think you stay on the Chiefs. You could be a Bucks guy. I don't know. You love playing dicey games. Me, I'll kick it off. I am not betting against Mahomes, and I'm a little nervous. Here's what I'm nervous for. Mahomes wins again. We're going to get to a point where, like, is anyone going to beat this guy? I don't think so. Especially in the AFC. In the AFC. Like, I really don't think Baker, Josh Allen, I don't know what Pittsburgh's going to be doing after life after Ben Roethlisberger. With Ben Roethlisberger, I don't think they could do it. I don't think there's a team in the AFC that can take down the Chiefs. So I think that, again, like the Patriots did, they kind of have a good road most of the time. Again, you know, Pats had to go against Manning and Big Ben, but, you know, never really two tough opponents. I think that the Chiefs are in a similar circumstance. I'm just worried. I know the NFL is not going anywhere, and I know it's still going to be massively popular. It's just, do we want to see another run? Like, the thing that Brady did was incredible. We only seen it in basketball. But people were, like, sick and tired of the Warriors. People were sick and tired of LeBron making the finals. Like, how many – are we going to want to be in a situation where Mahomes is just running through and running train year after year after year? Is it going to get boring? Are we heading for a boring Super Bowl is my point. Are we heading for a boring kind of next few years in the NFL is my big worry.
Is that a question?
I'm asking
you. Give us your answer, Nick, because I think I feel the same way about it that you do. But I want to hear.
No, I don't think that's going to be boring because if you look at it, the Chiefs lost to the Raiders this year. They played another close game to the Raiders this year. There's teams that could get lucky and beat them. There's no boring side of the NFL because it's one game. In sports like basketball and baseball, where there's a series where you have to win 4-3 games to win a series, and yeah, that ends up getting boring because it's like, all right, the best team is going to win this series, hands down. That's usually how it goes.
Right.
But with football, you get one chance. You know, if someone has a bad quarter, that could blow them the entire game. If someone has a bad play, they can blow their entire game.
Someone goes out for the game. That can
Mahomes,
lose a game.
Mahomes went out in week 16 with a concussion. What happens if he goes out in the second quarter, and Chad Henne has to play?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty confident that if he doesn't go out, though, that they don't lose the game.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If he doesn't go out, when are they going to lose again?
I don't know.
It's a good question. I think it's valid to pose, but I do think that it's probably not going to happen in the playoffs unless they don't have home field advantage. if they don't have home field advantage, and by the time anyone get you get to the Super Bowl, the team that you're playing is as close as it's going to get to as equally good as the Chiefs.
Well,
so I
here's the thing:
you can't guarantee that they're
Tampa Bay.
Yeah,
Tampa Bay this year
is a home team,
fun or not, has home field advantage because they're playing in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, right. Raymond James, baby. Go Bucks.
I know it's going to be less fans. There's going to be like 25,000 fans, but still, it's going to be dominated by Bucks fans.
Yeah. Or the frontline workers who, given the choice between the Chiefs and the home team, they're going to pick the home team. They're going to pick Tom Brady more often than not. They know who Tom Brady is.
Yeah. They're Florida frontline workers.
There you go.
That's true. They're not flying people from around the country. We got to keep in mind.
Right. Got to do
something.
Yeah.
For time's sake, is anybody going Bucks?
Also.
Yes, I am.
I know.
You're going Bucks? Wow. Also, yeah. Josh, to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's kind of like
bullshit.
Shame on you for saying that because they haven't done it yet. Let them do it before you even say that.
It's a worry.
Just as many people that'll be like, oh, damn it. The Chiefs are in the playoffs again. Patrick Mahomes is going to win another Super Bowl MVP. There are that many more people who are fans of that. So like greatness, like whether you like it or not, it brings eyes.
Yes.
And it also brings eyes in multiple ways. People that are cheering for them and also people that want to upset. They want the team that's playing against them to upset them. Like the Bucks potentially could upset the Chiefs. Nick, now go into why you think the Bucks are going to win.
Well, I think the Bucks are hot. Obviously, their offense is high-powered. They've got a lot of weapons. They're all clicking right now. AB will be back for the Super Bowl. He didn't play in the championship game. But I really think it comes down to the defense. I mean, I think their secondary has been playing really well. Murphy Bunting's had a pick every single game of the playoffs. And, you know, he's a young guy that's kind of anchoring down that secondary. I think Winfield's coming back for this game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shaquille Barrett's playing out of his mind. He's playing for a big contract. He might, you know, get himself a $100 million contract after the way he's played throughout the playoffs. And obviously, Ndamukong Suh is a veteran who's been there before, who is, you know, doing a good job right now stopping the run on the defensive line. But I mean, it's pretty poetic. It's Brady's 10th Super Bowl overall. He's going for lucky number 7, becoming, you know, the greatest of all time. He's already the greatest of all time, but, you know, just kind of adding the exclamation mark with the team that's not, you know, the Patriots. I just think that this is it. You know, I mean, this is the year that he's really stamped himself as the greatest athlete of all time. You know what I mean?
Greatest athlete.
Athlete of all time.
Period.
Most dominant. He's got to be. If he wins 7 championships, come on.
I love him.
I mean,
he's my favorite athlete.
Yeah, I think that even if he wins the Super Bowl, people will still argue that some of the individual competitors, such as Phelps, such as Usain Bolt and Serena Williams and Tiger Woods, could still be considered greater athletes than him. But I think you can no longer just dismiss him from that conversation.
He's the best football player ever.
Yeah, well, that's there's no question. We all agree on that wholeheartedly. Yeah, I think there's no doubt that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers can rush the passer, but again,
so can the Chiefs though. Like the Chiefs defense is good too. The issue I will say is on our boy Marshall Faulk, who was on the last show, was, you know, kind of worried about the blitz-heavy Bucks defense. Understandably so, because Mahomes could make plays all across the board. They do not have Eric Fisher, their left tackle. They are left tackle-less. And we saw what happened with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
And they didn't have Bakhtiari.
When they were left tackle-less. So, I will say, in Nick's defense, do I think the Chiefs are going to win? Totally. Am I putting money on the Chiefs? Yes. Am I putting money on the over for the national anthem? Still yes. Nothing has changed in the last 10 minutes on that. I do think, Nick, the defense could give them more fits than people are anticipating. I do think the Chiefs defense is playing just as good. They really held the Browns down, right? They really held the Bills. The Bills, if it wasn't for the muffed punt, after that, the Bills scored 14 points. Josh Allen, he could be the MVP. He's like dark horse MVP. He's good, the next guy up. He's Mahomes 2.0. Didn't sniff it. Didn't do it. Lackluster. Couldn't get it done. That Chiefs defense was good.
Yeah.
I think Brady also threw 3 picks last game. And no one loves Tom Brady more than I do. That much I can confidently say.
So here's the other thing. You think that Brady's going to throw more than...
No, that's not happening again. He's not.
Let's say five picks
in
two games in the playoffs. It's not going to happen.
No, he's not.
It's not going to happen.
He's going to have a great game. I just think that this Chiefs, they're so dynamic. Edwards-Helaire is back in the fold. You know, he's had another week's rest.
It does not really matter.
I mean, it just is another guy they have in the backfield that can help. I mean, yes and no. I mean, is he the game changer? No, but a good running back and a stable of running backs to flock out is big. And he's going to be fully healthy. He's had an extra week of rest. I think it does make somewhat of a difference. It's another piece. It's another weapon they have. We're talking about the Bucs' weapons. Let's talk about the Chiefs' weapons too. And he's coming back.
Right.
I mean, the Bucs' weapons are sick.
Talk about the Chiefs' weapons. If the Chiefs win this game,
yeah,
is there any way that anyone outside of Patrick Mahomes can win the MVP award?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think Tyreek Hill can, but he has to go over, 200 yards receiving and have at least two touchdowns.
He did that this year, right? Didn't he have 200 at the half?
Yeah, he's done it before.
Against who? What team was it?
I don't know.
I think it was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Was it?
Yeah. It was. I remember because I was sitting on the plane. I was about to get on. Where was I going on a plane to? I was flying from somewhere, maybe from Austin or Arizona or something. No, I don't know. It was to New York because it was Thanksgiving time because it was for the second last week in the fantasy playoff. Or I needed to win this if I wanted a shot at the fantasy playoffs in my home league. And Tyreek Hill bent me over before I even boarded the plane. It was terrible.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean, of course, the two people that would be able to do it is Tyreek and Travis. I just think that if they have great games, Mahomes is going to have a good game too.
Yeah.
And
the thing is, last year Damian Williams should have won the MVP, and Mahomes still won it. So
yeah,
because he brought him back.
He did bring.
Yeah,
him
he
back.
Did, but Damian had a better game as a player. I feel.
I agree. And whatever, he had a 38-yard touchdown run to seal the deal with the end of that game.
Right.
The Niners blew that one. I don't know if they're going to get back with their current roster. They're trying to trade for Kirk Cousins right now. It's like, what are we? Cousins is good, but is he the guy? Is he that much of an upgrade over Jimmy G?
We're just going to fill in the voids with the NFC North?
Yeah, I guess. It's just same dress, different body.
It doesn't look great if the Rams go and get Matt Stafford and then the Niners go and get Kirk Cousins.
It's like, what are we going
to
do?
It's different.
What are we doing? Toss, you want to, where do you stand? Are you still thinking the Chiefs are going to smack that?
Yeah. I mean, I think given the time to think about it, the more I think about it and the more time that it's been since my first instinct, I lean more and more towards not picking Brady, but those thoughts creep in. Right. Because he's just been so amazing over his entire career. And then I think about there's so much time for Patrick Mahomes to cement his legacy. But Brady is, maybe the clock's actually not ticking because who knows?
This guy looks so good in the interviews.
This guy might just hang it up when he's 50 or past that.
Better than Bud.
No, but I think that the Chiefs are too good.
Yeah.
I think they're too good and they're too consistently good. And the defense is hot.
Yeah.
And that's important, just like it is for Todd Bowles' defense in Tampa Bay, but they have a guy who can counteract the defense better with his legs and with his arm. So that's why I think the Chiefs are going to win. I'm going to take them spread.
Okay, there we go.
So
what's the over under? Do we know that yet?
It's Josh, early on you said.
Mm-hmm.
56, I think.
Okay.
Josh, early on you said, is it going to get boring?
Yeah.
Right, the Chiefs dynasty. We're just going to see them win over and over again.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Toss just said that the Chiefs are just too good.
Yeah.
But we were saying the exact same thing about the Patriots when they were 17-0.
Yeah, that was such a different...
By a wild card Giants team. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. The Patriots totally changed their... They were running the ball fairly well in that playoff, and they kind of abandoned the run. I know, the run game isn't the end-all, be-all, but they did do that, and that was a massive issue when they lost to the Giants. I mean, the Giants just got hot at the right time twice. Look, can anything happen? Yes. Am I counting my chickens before they've hatched and even probably cracking the eggs too soon to make the scramble? Totally. But at the bottom line is if they win, I just don't – like, what am I going to do? I put – last year, the Chiefs won. I put all the money literally as soon as, like, the odds for the next year came out. I put all the money I won, and I put it right on the Chiefs winning again. What's going to happen if they win? I'm going to take all the money I won from that and put it on the Chiefs winning again. It's just too – I don't know. Maybe I'm getting jealous because I don't want Mahomes to outdo what Brady did, and I think it's completely plausible.
That's ridiculous.
No, well, you know what? You think it's ridiculous? My two roommates are also Boston fans, and they say it the same way. I don't want Mahomes to catch Brady. That is a ridiculous mindset.
What do you mean? It's the same people. Yeah, I agree, Nick. It's the same people. Not saying that you guys are these Patriots fans, but there are certainly Patriots fans that were like, no, Tom going to the Buccaneers? Fuck that. That's fucking bullshit. I hope Tom doesn't win. And now all of a sudden he's there, and they want
to,
like,
supportive of Tom. But they just don't.
Some people are not. Some people are most definitely not prior to this year.
Right. But I'm saying the Patriots fans I know are supportive of Tom. They just don't want Mahomes to catch Tom at all because Tom has 6 right now. And if Mahomes gets 2 within his first 4 years, then he's really close.
How can you be upset? How can you be upset with watching greatness happen? Like,
I'm not going to cry about it.
Why do you watch sports? You watch sports because these athletes do great things. So how can you then, like, it's counterintuitive to say, I don't want to watch Mahomes do it too many times. Like, it doesn't.
No, I enjoy watching greatness too. And I enjoy watching greatness too, but it's also fucking great if Tom Brady wins number 7.
That's dope. I'm into for that. Sure. I mean, like, look, I'm not, and I love Brady. Again, I can't say enough how much I love Brady. I don't think it's ridiculous. I'm sure there's Bulls fans out there who don't want LeBron to break, you know, do what MJ did, and they don't want him to win another one. Oh, it's not like, sure. But it's not like I'm not like, look, I'm not gonna be devastated if Mahomes does it, because if he does it, it's gonna be incredible. If he wins again this year, he's like, I don't even know how many games he's lost as a starting quarterback. It's honestly like he's played at Alabama almost. It's, he'll have that kind of record in 3 years. Like, he's a 3 year starter at Bama.
Yeah, he's like guys in high school.
Yeah, it's.
He's like 5-star QB recruits in high school. That's what his numbers are like. It's crazy.
Here's a question I thought off the top of my head. Do you guys think – who's handsomer, Brady or Brad Pitt?
I think Brad Pitt.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
how you look at it. Here's how you look at it. You put them side by side
from
age 20 till 45.
Yeah.
Because Brady's – he's not 45 yet, but let's put them from age 20 to 45. Brady was kind of a little chunker at age 20. You know, he didn't start getting into real good shape until he got to the NFL. And he's approaching 45 and he's looking good. But look at Brad Pitt at 45. He looked like he was 30. So, he's about to be 60 years old and he looks like he's 45 right now.
So Brady looks young.
I think I agree to all that.
He'll be 60 in 3 years.
All that except the last part, because Brad Pitt no longer looks like he's early 40s.
I'm talking right now. I'm saying, who's handsome? I'm giving Brad Pitt like his credit.
Look, Brad Pitt can pass for 45, 50 right now.
And Tom Brady looks younger than – I took a photo of me and Tom.
Brad Pitt does not look like he's 60. I'll say that.
Tom Brady looked like he was younger than me a couple days ago.
Yeah, Tom Brady
– when I had a beard and I didn't look good.
Yeah.
Remember that?
He's aging. He's aging quite well.
Brad Pitt was like considered to be like the most good-looking – actor in all of Hollywood at one point.
No,
you understand
that? I agree with you, Nick. I think that if you take
People Magazine's sexiest man in the world.
If you take Brad Pitt in Troy, or you take Brad Pitt when he's in Thelma and Louise, you're like, this is like hands down. Yeah. But there are also, forget Brad Pitt right now, there's Brad Pitt 10 years ago when he's like walking down the street in New Orleans and he looks kind of like a vagabond. So there's multiple types of Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt once upon a Hollywood time.
He definitely was wet. He's quite weathered in that movie.
I had a wine Wednesday, relax.
Nice. did you drink red or white?
Red.
Nice. Very classy of you. Look,
La Roja.
I was talking about right now. I was giving Brad Pitt his due. Brad Pitt and Troy is pretty untouchable. Brady right now looks great. Brady, need I remind everybody, the most famous supermodel probably of all time, picked Tom Brady.
Have you guys seen the women that Brad Pitt's dated?
Who is he?
If we're going to really get into the nitty gritty of this, Angelina Jolie's overrated.
Okay, well, Angelina Jolie.
Jennifer Aniston. The tops.
Brad Pitt, this may not be true, but the most recent dating rumor for Brad Pitt is maybe Funke from is Aaliyah Shawkat is her name from Arrested Development. What an interesting couple that is.
Wait, what?
Do you know who that is?
The like the lead of that TV show y'all were talking
the
about?
The lead of the TV show Search Party on HBO, who's maybe in Arrested Development. She's George Michael Cera's sister or
yeah.
stepsister or whatever. Yeah, is potentially dating Brad Pitt.
No chance.
You don't believe it?
No.
What's her name?
Aaliyah Shawkat.
That's what's happening in Hollywood? Really?
Parent date? You want to hear some other dating rumors? Is it cousin? Are they cousins? Yeah, yeah. All right.
Well, cousin. They kiss, remember? I was like, sister.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you've seen Arrested Development, you get it. I named the character. We're in the ballpark. Okay. Yeah.
Look, I don't see any of those rumors right now, but I did see that Brad Pitt was dating a supermodel. So.
Okay.
E! Online. Straight from the source.
What other dating rumor
out there, Shailene Woodley. Actor from Secret Life of the American Teenager and Divergent is allegedly
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers.
That's an interesting one.
Aaron Rodgers has a pretty good list. Olivia Munn, Danica Patrick, Shailene Woodley.
I mean, Derek Jeter smacks everybody.
Well, yeah, he's got the starting rotation.
Nine rotation. You got the whole one.
39.
Yeah.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, back to it. Is he the MVP? Hands
down? I think he's. Is there any question that he doesn't win MVP?
No.
He's MVP.
Is there any question on any of these awards?
I don't think there's any question on any of them.
Well, let's just make sure we're all on the same page.
Okay, so he wins the MVP.
Defensive Player of the Year.
TJ Watt.
TJ Watt.
Okay.
Offensive Player of the Year.
Offensive Player of the Year?
Yeah.
Is it still going to go to Rodgers? Or are we going to give
no,
it to
no, no, no.
We'll give
it's going to be Derrick Henry. Yeah, it's going to be Derrick Henry because it's they can't give it to MVP to a running back, good, so they give him OPOY. Yeah. And then we've got Comeback Player of the Year. That one's easy. Of course. And then Rookie of the Year, Nick's boy.
Jay Herb.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
I know Justin had a sick year.
No, it sucks.
But Justin Herbert's a quarterback, and he broke records this year.
Right.
I think that's the closest award, though.
Is Chase going to win Defensive Rookie of the Year?
And then Chase will win Defensive for easily.
Chase Young, Defensive, for sure.
No doubt.
It's a pretty easy year.
And then what about Coach of the Year? Who would you guys take?
Doug McDermott.
I think people are saying Pat Queen's got a shot.
Pat Queen for Rookie of the Year?
I'm sorry. Not Pat Queen. I'm looking at it wrong now. I'm looking at odds.
Winfield Jr.
Winfield Jr., Jeremy Chin, who I thought, again, no. I was there.
The most recent odds I saw, Chase Young was -375. It's going to be Chase Young.
Yeah, I did say I want to be on record that Jeremy Chin was a great second round pick by the Panthers. I just want to throw that out there. Not that anyone is really going
to. Yeah, easy. No easy to say at the end.
Easy
of the
to
season.
Say now. Not that anyone's going to jerk me off over it, but I'm just want to throw that out there. So what? I mean, look. The thing is like I just wish that sometimes it wouldn't be the QB. But that's just me wishful thinking.
I kind of wish they gave the awards prior to the playoffs to incentivize some players who feel like they get slighted and give them a chip on their shoulder.
That would have been cool too. What are we waiting for?
Not that Mahomes needs a chip on his shoulder, but I think that, I don't know. At this point, like, how much do we care about these awards?
Otherwise, what are they going to do with that extra weekend that they have?
Yeah. What are they going to do?
They didn't announce it yet, did they?
No,
they announced it on Saturday. That's right.
On Saturday, right? Yeah. So I mean, like, what they didn't they're doing it Saturday? Thank God. I mean, God, we're giving our picks right now. Imagine if we get, hey guys, here are our picks, and they've been given out. I thought it was Saturday.
We're not that ill prepared. What are you talking about,
dude? The thing with it's just I don't know. Jefferson was so good and so fun, but Herbert's incredible.
Do you want to know the last time Patrick Mahomes lost by more than a touchdown?
College.
Yeah.
Was it the Horns?
It was not the Horns. I think it was West Virginia or Oklahoma State. It was one of those two teams.
Yeah, and that's like the last time it'll happen.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's.
Did you guys know that we're on this topic? That Baylor basketball team has beaten every single team this season by over 8.
Their margin of victory is at least 8 points.
Yeah. They beat up. Like, here's the deal with that team. Everybody on that basketball team can bang. Bang from outside. They have like five or six guys that shoot over 40% from three.
They don't miss in the paint.
Well, they can't. It's easy when you spread the whole defense out. Like, you can't miss in the paint when you're drawing like a holy defense in the middle. The defense
Donovan
is such
Mitchell's
cheese.
Brother. Donovan Mitchell's brother is a problem.
Dude, he's Donovan Mitchell's good. Jared Butler is like insane, but he doesn't even have to do that much.
Is this a March Madness where we're picking the top two seeds to play each other?
After Villanova lost to St. John today, I can't. Houston lost to Eastern Carolina. Come on. Are you gonna catch me never picking Houston in 5 million years?
No, it's gonna be Gonzaga or Baylor. Those two are far and away the best two teams.
Anything can happen, of course, like we're saying about the Chiefs in the next 10 years, but anything can happen in March Madness. So I feel like one of them can go down, but one of them will be in that game.
I am so confident Houston will not be in that game. I will laser hair remove my pubes.
Texas can beat Houston.
Yeah, what? I will have a little boy crotch for the rest of my life. I'm that confident. I'll laser remove all my hair down there. There's no way.
Remember that bad thing?
What?
Is that a bad thing?
Well, no, it's not a bad thing necessarily. You just don't want to have it all. You don't want to have it look like a child all the time. That's kind
of
weird.
Sounds like it saves you a lot of
maintenance.
Problem. Yeah, it's all personal preference, of course, but now we know how Josh feels about it.
Well, I'm not saying I have a beard down there. I'm just simply saying, like, you know.
You have said when we had the Manscaped ads that you had a pretty unhealthy bush.
Well, I'm trying to sell the product, dude. You know what I'm saying?
You just lying to the people or what?
Yes, I was. You caught me lying. I don't have like an unsavory bush down there. I keep it well kept. Thanks to Manscaped.
Wait, of course he's lying. Did you not hear our last episode? He's never even played football before. How could he even talk about the sport?
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to talk to people that don't play.
I didn't want to tell Marshall Falk, but I used to play on the beach and in the park, so I didn't want to make him look silly, though.
You're basically Vince Papale. There's not much of a difference. But, okay, so we've got our picks in.
Who's
Nick,
your coach of the year?
We coached coach of the year.
Sean Payton?
I said Doug McDermott.
I think McDermott's a good
that's
a good
one. Pick. I'll take it. I like Sean Payton because, like, Drew Brees was half dead and Taysom Hill was really not a quarterback. So, but Doug McDermott did a great job. Sean McDermott.
Nick, are there any props?
Sean McDermott, yeah.
Any props that you're looking at? Dougie McBuckets. Are there any props that you're looking at in the Super Bowl that people should be paying attention to?
I was going to say my book hasn't released it, but BetOnline has released them, so I just haven't looked at it yet.
Yeah, nice. Way to save it, Nick.
What are you going to throw down some player props?
I might. I don't know. I'm not huge into the props for Super Bowl. No. I do Super Bowl squares. So
squares are always
my
fun.
My numbers this year are Tampa Bay 5 and Kansas City 4. So
did you have – the way that you do squares, do you pay extra for those numbers?
No, they're just randomized.
It's randomized. Okay.
I think mine.
I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
I'm in a square pool as well.
I think I'm chilling. I think that my numbers are good for the final score.
34-35?
Yeah, like when the fuck is anyone going to be 5 for the first three quarters, you know?
Field goals. You got to hope for like some – you got to hope for – you're not getting 5 flat.
Not getting 5. Probably not getting 15 because that's 5 field goals. Probably not getting 25 because that's wacky. 35 is really my best bet for Tampa Bay. That's, you know, 7 touchdowns. But then that means Kansas City has to score either 24 or 34.
You could get 25. You could get a 2-point conversion in a field goal. That could happen.
We'll
that could happen. Not out of the question for the Chiefs to go for 2 here and there.
0 is 0. What's the best number to have 0? You guys think? 0-7.
0-0 is a good number. 0-0 is a good number because the quarter can end 0-0, 10-10, 20-20. That's good.
0-0 is great. I'm saying, like, what are the best numbers? 7's a good one.
Yeah, 4. 4 is pretty solid.
1, 3.
4, 7, and 0, I think, are the best ones. 3. Yeah. 3 is good. Too.
1. Yeah, I mean, like, if you're sitting there with a 9 or a 2, you're like, fuck, why did I even enter this?
Tough.
It's like, can I have my money back?
Yeah. But yeah, Super Bowl squares, national anthem.
Yeah.
Just overall game MVP. I like that.
You guys got a Gatorade color?
No. I think it's probably going to be red, to be honest. I mean, it's probably Chiefs and Bucks. It's probably going to be red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. It's either, I feel like red or yellow, or apparently they painted the end zone yellow in the Chiefs end zone. So maybe that, means something. Maybe it doesn't. It definitely doesn't.
We'll look for the clues.
Yeah. You got
people. I got a boy.
How much?
I got a boy who's,
yeah,
who's the athletic trainer for the Chiefs. So,
no,
no, I don't.
Nick, that would have been crazy. What insight? That would have been. That's definitely illegal.
Well, it's illegal. What do you mean? You just tell me, hey, what's inside the Gatorade? Oh yeah, it's yellow.
Well, no one would ever find out. But are you legally allowed to do that? Is that tampering?
I mean, it's not really insider trading because it's fucking gambling. It's not the stock market. You know.
Yeah, good point.
DraftKings wants to put up that stupid bet. What color is the Gatorade going to be? I'm going to ask my friend who's a trainer.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. What do we think about – you guys think there's someone out there who
– knows?
No, who made a lot of money
yeah.
off of GameStop and is now putting it all on either the Chiefs or the Bucks.
I do know somebody that made a lot of money. I won't reveal – I don't want to talk about anybody else's pocket change. But I do know somebody that did make that, and now for the next couple days I will be pressuring him to put it all on this game.
It's the wise investment. You basically made money out of thin air, so why not spend it on fun stuff like sports bets?
Yeah.
Responsibly, of course.
This is going to be my text message. Listen, don't want to get into your finances, and I don't want to overstep. But hypothetically, here's what I would do with the X amount of dollars I just made off GameStop. I would take it and put it on a Tyreek Hill bomb of a first touchdown. Look,
I always see Bleacher Report throw up like crazy parlays that they see that come through the DraftKings sportsbook. And it's always first touchdown parlays, right? Where it's like, all right, NFC, AFC championship games, first touchdowns, Mike Evans, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Or it's like the divisional round. They pick like four guys. It's like Devonta Adams, Mike Evans, Tyreek Hill, and someone else. I forget who the other game was. And it like is usually one short of like the last person and never hits.
Yeah, I'm big on the first touchdown of the game.
You love that.
But I hate going with the obvious picks. I only love the picks that are wild odds.
Right.
I'm going to be taking Byron Pringle to score that first touchdown. Give me Byron Pringle. Yeah, I like the fullback. The fullback to score the first touchdown is always a fun one. Second tight end's a good one too, unless it's the Chiefs, which of course they're going to Kelce. But yeah, Byron Pringle is probably like plus 5,000.
I think for this one, if it's the Chiefs, it's Tyreek Hill. And I think if it's the Bucks, it's going to be Leonard Fournette.
Not Cameron Breezy?
I mean, I was thinking K. Breezy.
His name's spelled with a C.
Yeah, but like K is like K, like C-A-Y, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Breezy. That's
all right. We called Sean McDermott Doug earlier. I think we get away with the misspelling of Cameron Bray's name. Doug.
Sean McBucket.
Doug McBucket. Sean McBuckets. All right. So, well, I'll ride Leonard for now.
Like I said, it's Wine Wednesday, guys.
No, yeah. Wine Wednesday's nice. Where do you guys go for dinner?
Wine Wednesday.
Oh, you just... Did you cook? Nick's a big on cooking dinner lately.
No, I went to a bodega in Santa Monica.
Nice, dude. Restaurants are open in LA. That's sweet. Are you gonna go?
It's my first dinner in like a year.
Yeah, I've been a big lunch guy as well.
since 2020.
Since Nam. Are you gonna go on a date with Autumn to the restaurant soon?
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is
just around the corner. And for me to be able to have the amount of dough that I need to spend on my girlfriend for dinner, I'm definitely going to go to betonline.ag and put down a fat bet on the Chiefs -3.5 to win the Super Bowl. So,
yeah. It's great news.
What better place to take your girlfriend out to a Valentine's dinner than betonline.ag?
Betonline.
Exactly. Because, Nick, they have a 24-hour online casino. So it's really great.
Hey, babe, want to go to the casino for Valentine's Day? Oh, we're going to Vegas? Nah, better on AG. It's on my laptop.
Honestly, I think that my girlfriend would prefer the online casino to going to Vegas.
Really?
In the current climate, yes. Yeah.
Nick can't.
Winning from your own home? What's wrong with that? That's great.
Winning from your own home. Comfort of your own couch. Go to betonline.ag. Win some money from your home.
BetOnline.
Yeah.
I will say betonline.ag has got a good poker room. I had some beef with a fellow player this week.
Oh, were you in the chat? Were you in the chat talking shit?
Well, yeah, because you sit at a table, there's like six people, and like they have a chat. And like my first hand, like I had a three of a kind, and I like bet some outrageous amount.
Yeah.
And he was like, nice bluff, poser, because they all folded.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, that wasn't really a bluff. He goes, whatever, you'll lose all your money soon. And I got to looking, and he had like a Longhorn avatar. And I'm like, oh, fuck, he's a Longhorn, like, hook him, okay, whatever. He just kept talking shit the entire time. And he was saying, yeah, well, you know what? I'm up on the week. I play this every single day, and I'm always up. And I'm like, bro, that's pretty sad. You're playing this every single day. Maybe we should get you a BetOnline sponsorship.
Yeah. it's definitely true that he was playing every single day, and not only just every single day, but probably at any hour of the day because, again, the online casino is open 24/7. But yeah, that's fun. Funny. That's some playful banter between a couple of poker players. Nothing wrong with that.
I got shit talked by this guy in Russia on chess the other day. He said something, he called me a bitch or something, and he was walloping me, but got way too cocky. The thing in chess, the minute you really start to lose, is when you forget the point of the game is not to take the other guy's pieces, but to get the king. And he took his eye off the prize. He started trying to get fancy and nab my rook, left his queen wide open.
Queen gamut.
Yeah, Josh, he looked up at the ceiling. He played all of the multiple hands on the ceiling, and then he ended up winning.
And beat him.
Congratulations, Josh.
And Nick, I guess.
Who did he have? Did he have the Bucks or the Chiefs?
He didn't know what that was.
He had a rook and a knight.
Yeah, he had a rook. Josh,
I think he was from Russia. They know everything.
Yeah, that is true. They probably know what's happened already. I always forget that I was supposed to have a call with a guy in China, and he's like, yeah, you can call me at this time because it's this time. They've technically experienced tomorrow already. What a wild world we live in.
They're in tomorrow. Right? I mean, they're 16 hours ahead of us. We're recording this at 10:21 p.m.
Give me that.
They're well ahead of us.
You guys.
He's not only having dinner, Nick.
Not
only which you haven't had in a year.
4 p.m. Please.
We love watching the Super Bowl because we love watching sports.
Yeah.
But are you guys looking forward to any commercials? There's always.
I heard
the
that
classic
they're cutting
sponsors.
I heard they're cutting the classic sponsors this year. There's no Budweiser. There's no Doritos. There's no avocados from Mexico.
Fuck
those are great. I think that they're giving some room to like smaller companies. When I say smaller, I mean like Chipotle,
Panduro.
I don't know. I'm sure there's probably going to be a team if I had to guess, or a FanDuel. We'll see.
Insider info here. I think there's a Taco Bell commercial with Seth Rogen, and they're unveiling a new dessert. That's what I heard. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, then I didn't say that. But if I'm right, then I was the first person to say that.
I will say I did see an interesting Doritos ad on McConaughey's Instagram. It was Doritos 3D. It was a pretty funny concept of a commercial.
He was 2D.
I would not be surprised if you saw that. Yeah, I would not be surprised if you saw that on Sunday.
Should we text him?
Sure.
Yeah, we should hit him up.
Hit him up, see if he can see what the – hey, we put money – hey, I know it's been a couple weeks. Remember us. We put some money on potential commercials. Insider info.
If there's anyone who knows betting at the Super Bowl, it's Matthew McConaughey.
That's true. Good way to remember, man.
Green lights. Anything else I can plug in the last 2 seconds of this podcast? Nick, look at Nick wearing a green lights hat right now.
You are too.
I am as well.
Yeah, never forget. All right, I think we've done enough.
Yeah.
Fans out there, drag both feet inbound, swing on a full count, rip that puck, hit that putt, hit your PKs because they're free, hit your free throws. Why, guys?
Because they're free.
Because they're free. We out ya. We love you so damn much.
We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we in here talking about practice.
5 seconds left in the game.
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Rebound box. Back out to Allen. History final. Bang! Tie game!
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.